I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. The opioid crisis has been described as one of the worst man-made epidemics in history. The number of Kentuckians dying from drug overdoses each year has surpassed 1,000 people, and that number continues to climb. Lexington has one of the highest rates of overdoses in the state, second only to Louisville. And the first in our series of reports we're calling the OA Chronicles, OA standing for opioid addiction. Independent producer Nadia Ramlagan reports on the Fayette County Health Department's response.
Every Friday at 11 a.m., in a back room of a nondescript-looking building off Newtown Pike, Lexington's first and only needle exchange program opens its doors. That's the sound of used needles being dumped into a bright red medical-grade disposal container. Each week, around 180 people bring their used needles to Lexington's health department.
I think it's a great program. It's affected my life tremendously. It keeps me clean in a lot of ways. You know, being that we do what we do, so we can be out here doing a lot of bad things.
That's Calvin, a man who uses the program regularly and who prefers that we don't use his real name.
A lot of people, it's being took care of being here, so, I mean, I push anybody to come here.
Is it easy for you just to come in on Friday?
And Yeah, kind of puts in my work ways, but other than that, it's perfect for me.
And as far as your own life, does it give you a sense of just reassurance knowing that you've got clean needles?
Well,
or
sure.
Is it peace of mind for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, ma'am. Something that I'm not great talking about, but it's definitely peace of mind.
The needle exchange program has been in operation for just 2 years and is run by the Lexington Fayette County Health Department. Kevin Hall is a communications officer.
A lot of people think they hear about heroin and they think about the, quote, junkie behind the dumpster. And all it takes is one afternoon in this community room to realize that's not the case. You have people coming in who range the gamut from being homeless to having the most expensive suits in Lexington.
It's common among people who inject drugs to reuse and share needles, putting them at high risk for infection. Needle exchanges like this one exist to prevent the spread of HIV and hepatitis C within a community.
In Scott County, Indiana, which is about 20 miles, if not closer, to Louisville, they had an outbreak of around 350 cases of HIV through the use of shared needles. Now, 350 doesn't sound like a lot of cases, and if you don't know anything about HIV, but if you took that, it's a small town, it's a few thousand people. If you took that rate and placed it here in Lexington, it would pretty much fill Rupp Arena. It would be about 20,000 to 25,000 new cases of HIV.
In order to get clean needles, you have to bring in used ones.
The first thing they do when they come in the room is they kind of show it to us so we can prove their verify that they brought their needles back. We don't count them one by one or anything. There's not really enough time to do that.
Lindsay Magar is a disease intervention specialist at the health department.
So we see that they brought them back. We allow them to go on and dump them in the sharps containers. And then we sit down and we talk about, you know, how many times they're injecting per day. And that's kind of how we determine how many needles they get. And so we load them up a bag of new needles, ask them if they want any other services, kind of talk to them, like I said earlier, give them some other materials to help them safely inject, like caps, water bottles, cotton balls.
Once you turn in your dirty needles, Kevin Hall says you may be able to leave with as many as 60 clean needles.
Now, some people, they won't need all 60. They'll need 30 because that's how many times they'll inject per week. We initially started off with only 21, and so that was three times per day of injecting.
So they could only take 21 needles
yeah,
at a time.
Right. A year or so ago, when we had the fentanyl issue coming in, of where it was people were spiking the heroin with more dangerous and lethal drugs, people were using smaller amounts but injecting more frequently. So we saw a need to be able to increase the number of needles that were going out.
The Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy, which tracks overdose deaths, says that in 2012, 74 people died from drug overdose in Lexington Fayette County alone. By 2016, according to the report, that number had grown to 162. Executive Director Van Ingram told me one of the reasons for the spike in overdoses is extremely potent fentanyl, which is now being added to heroin without users' knowledge. They inject a lethal cocktail of opiates, which can send them to the hospital or to the morgue. The large room I'm standing in has the feel of a community center. Rows of long tables and chairs, sheets of paper with information about upcoming special hours, and literature aimed at raising awareness about disease. On the day I was there, a visibly uncomfortable-looking pregnant woman walked in.
Are you both here for these
jeans? No, I'm just wondering. She's pregnant, but she
is welcomed and helped like everyone else, without stigma or judgment.
I'm about trying to get into the clinic, so. Well,
if you want, and I help people get in the clinic, so if you want to talk about that, we absolutely can.
Oh, we don't have time.
Well, I'm here every week, and I'll give you my phone number. Do you all have Narcan?
Narcan is the brand name for naloxone, a medication that can help reverse opioid overdose. The exchange also offers free Narcan kits.
We had one woman come in the first or second week who drove here 30 or 40 miles because two of her brothers overdosed within the same month. And my family cannot go through this any longer.
Kevin Hall says it's not just users who come in to get them.
We had Uber drivers come in. We have had one guy came in and brought his probably 9-year-old son and said, I don't know anybody who uses, but I would feel terrible if there was a situation where I needed to help someone and didn't have this on me. We've had churches, downtown churches, come here because they're having people who are overdosing in their parking lots, people who are using their restroom facilities. Somebody from a fast food restaurant on Purcell's Road came in because she said, I see people who are using heroin in our parking lot, and I just want to be ready.
Kevin tells me they typically give out 20 to 25 Narcan kits per week, but he anticipates that need growing.
People are coming in, they're getting refills on their Narcan, which means that it's been used, whether it's been used on themselves, used on a family member, used on a friend, used on a complete stranger. It doesn't matter, it's being used.
For now, Lexington's only needle exchange program will continue to operate every Friday.
Honestly, anybody who tells you they know how this opioid epidemic is going to end or when it's going to end, they're giving you their best guess. We're serious about it. The city leaders are serious about it. The state is serious about it. The hope is that the national leaders are serious about it. Until you're down in it, though, you don't see what it's really like. And it's one thing, you can hear about it, you can do as many interviews and that you listen to, as many articles that you read. Until you're face-to-face with somebody who is fighting that battle, you don't really know what the opioid epidemic is truly like.
Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.